You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, along with Ken Gernick, our MLB.com Dodgers reporter. A lot to get to on the podcast this week. We're going to talk about the Dodgers lineup and rotations. If the season started right now, no more moves, if they had to drop their pencils and get going into opening day, we'll talk about that. The rookie career development program was last weekend, and Will Smith was down there, the Dodgers prospect. We'll hear from him, talk about him a little bit. But first, Ken, let's start with the trade the Dodgers have made over the last week. They get Scott Alexander in a three-team deal with the Royals and the White Sox. They also get infielder Jake Peter, but it seems like Alexander was the bigger piece. They trade away a prospect in Trevor Oakes, also Luis Avila. But talk about what Scott Alexander could bring from to this team. Obviously, he's a reliever, and he throws from the left side.
He also only has one full major league season, and so I think the fact that he's controllable entered into this, whereas Avila is a five-year veteran. Of course, Avila has been successful. He was hurt a little bit last year, and there probably was some concern, not only because he could be a free agent after a year, but the fact that he has some injury history. So Alexander is a sinker ball pitcher, ground ball pitcher, young, coming off his best season in a brief career. And I just think that he's one of many pitchers in a deep bullpen. They're not necessarily looking for him to step in and be the eighth inning pitcher. I think they'll probably use more of a committee, as they really have done in past years until somebody steps up. Last year, it was Brandon Morrow. But I don't see this as a one-for-one Scott Alexander moving in to replace Brandon Morrow type of trade. This is just a young, talented left-hander who the Dodgers were able to acquire. They're always looking for relievers, who isn't? But Andrew Friedman has always said that the bullpen is what keeps him awake at night because of the volatility inherent in relief pitchers. So here they have a young, talented left-handed reliever, and I think he just, slides into the mix.
All right, let's get into the lineup and rotation. And I know the story on Dodgers.com about the lineup, Ken, I don't think you wrote, but we'll go through what is listed out there as the possible lineup. If the season started today, Chris Taylor leading things off in center, Corey Seager batting second at short, Justin Turner at third, then Cody Bellinger in the cleanup spot, Yasiel Puig out in right, Jock Peterson in left, Logan Forsyth at second, and Austin Barnes doing the catching. You may have a little differing opinion on that, but overall, when you look at this lineup, it's obviously extremely similar to the lineup that we saw at the end of 2017 and in the postseason. What are the strengths to this lineup?
Well, I think they showed last year, they don't rely on any one player. And as long as Bellinger doesn't have a sophomore jinx type season, it's a long lineup, and they can get production really from the top to the bottom. With Seager up there and Justin Turner, who has really become a quality, dependable run producer. You know, Puig bounced back from a couple tough years, and he was very productive. Taylor brings some speed up on top and some power. Jock Peterson showed in the postseason some of what he showed as a rookie. And so they're going to be looking for consistency. They've got Andrew Toles coming off an injury year who could also step in there in some left field play. And you got Kike Hernandez from the right-hand side. The one player we haven't mentioned yet is Matt Kemp, who, once was a Dodger star, and he's really been bouncing around lately. He doesn't figure to be with the club. He figures to either be traded or released. They don't want to bring him back. This was a money dump or a money exchange, basically, in the trade that they made with Atlanta. But technically, he's on the 40-man roster right now. So if the season were to start today, he's there.
Everybody in that lineup is pretty proven, at least through 2017. So is there a question mark at all when you look at this? Is there something that the Dodgers maybe are a little concerned about heading into 2018?
Well, I don't know if it's really a concern. I think that, with Barnes, and also we didn't mention Yasmani Grandal, who was an all-star a few years ago. So you've got some flexibility behind the plate. Forsyth did not have the kind of season they wanted and expected of him after the trade. If his bat doesn't come alive, there could be some juggling. Barnes could go to second base. Taylor could come into the infield. So there are some fallback positions. The way you've laid it out is the way they hope it would go if it were to start today. But again, they also have some flexibility if, you know, if Forsythe's bat doesn't come alive. I think that's really maybe the one question mark is, are they going to get enough offense out of second base, out of Logan Forsythe, and what they will do against right-handed pitching, whether they bring back Chase Utley or they use maybe Austin Barnes, who's pretty good against right-handed pitching, even though he bats right-handed. But, you know, you're talking about really tinkering around the fringes here. They didn't get to the World Series in the seventh game of the World Series because they had a whole lot of holes. So you're dealing with a very, very solid lineup.
Yeah, not a lot of holes in the rotation as well. Obviously, Yu Darvish is gone off the World Series team, but for most of 2017, he wasn't a part of this rotation. Here's how it's laid out right now. Clayton Kershaw, obviously the ace. Then Rich Hill, Alex Wood, Kenta Maeda, Hyunjin Ryu. That's five, but obviously it goes deeper than that. Walker Buehler made his big league debut in 2017. He could factor in. Julio Urias eventually is going to be healthy, and you wonder if he could find a spot in that rotation as well. It's a talented rotation. I guess the question, Ken, is, as always with all these pitchers that the Dodgers have, can they all stay healthy?
Absolutely, but it's also a question mark with any team. But this team, all five of those that you mentioned were on the disabled list last year. So although they all had 20 starts or more, they do have a history of injuries, especially at the top with Clayton Kershaw and back injuries 2 years in a row. But also, let's mention that until Yu Darvish actually signs somewhere else, I wouldn't rule him out coming back. It's not a certainty for sure, but until he's gone, he's not completely gone. And the Dodgers have expressed interest in bringing him back. So, you know, they by bringing back a Yu Darvish and moving everybody else down a notch after Kershaw, you've got the kind of depth that the Dodgers have always tried to accumulate, which would allow them, with their manipulation of the 10-day disabled list rule, they basically have a six-man rotation, and they just slide guys in and out to give starters extra rest so that they don't break down.
As far as the injuries go, and Rich Hill obviously is the one of the guys that has the issue with the blisters, is that something that you think is going to always be a thing with him?
Well, you know, it really wasn't after, say, May. You know, it kind of carried over from the previous year and bothered him, but he was able to overcome it. I think that's probably less of a concern than, say, maybe Alex Wood, who had this sternum inflammation several times during the year. You know, there's some question mark about Maeda's elbow, although it hasn't bothered him since he signed. And you've got Ryu coming off his first healthy season, more or less, after missing 2 years with shoulder and elbow injuries. So, you know, you've got really there are all different types of injuries throughout that rotation. But I think Hill, basically, at the end of the season, was as healthy as any of them.
Obviously, it's a group that, if healthy, they will be impressive on the mound. And you said it, they could still add more as well before opening day actually comes along. All right, I mentioned the Rookie Career Development Program, and it's an annual event put on by Major League Baseball. Every team sends three or four prospects that are getting closer to the big leagues. They get a chance to kind of get lessons on how to deal with the media, how to deal with a big league clubhouse, things that you wouldn't even necessarily think to ask about, they get taught about beforehand. So it's a neat thing. It always goes well. The players always seem to have a good time at it, and it was last weekend down in Washington, D.C. One of the players that the Dodgers sent was Will Smith, catching prospect. He is one of a few catching prospects within the Dodgers system, within the top 10 right now. Let's listen to a little bit of what he had to say about the event.
Will, you're here at the Rookie Career Development Program. How much did you know about the program before you got invited to come out here, and how much do you think it's going to help when you get to the big leagues having gone through this?
I honestly had never heard of it, not even in the locker room talk from other guys, but it's a really cool experience so far. Last night was really cool too in the Capitol, and then today listening to a few speakers, just gaining knowledge about the transition to the big leagues going from the minor leagues is just, it's invaluable to how important it is.
You've moved pretty quickly in pro ball, even despite breaking your hand. You got to Double A. You played in the Arizona Fall League. Mm-hmm. How much would you say you learned in your first full season of professional baseball, and what did it teach you that you're going to have to, you know, what adjustments you're going to need to make it up to the big leagues?
Right. I mean, I definitely learned how long a season it is. You get a little taste of it the summer after you're drafted, but that first full year going through spring training and then the rest of the year, I mean, it's long. So I think that better prepared me for next year, knowing the length of the season, and just learning not to get too high and too low, and when you're doing well, when you're not doing well, just kind of staying even keeled throughout the whole year.
You played at Louisville with Brendan McKay, and there's a lot of interest in guys, two-way players, Shohei Ohtani, and you know, Brendan obviously was about as good two-way player as there's been in college baseball in a long time. Mm-hmm. You not only played with him, you caught him as his catcher. What do you think his future is brighter as a hitter or as a pitcher?
I honestly don't know. All I know is he's a great teammate, great guy, and he's a very good baseball player. I hope the best for him, thinking long career playing both, but I really can't say how well he's going to do.
Okay. And then we have a series of just kind of fun questions we ask all the players. What uniform number do you wear, and why'd you pick that number?
In college, I wore 30. Don't really know why, but that was just kind of a number I always got assigned to in Little League or whatever team it was. So I guess it turned into my lucky number. But other than that, I don't really have a favorite number or anything.
Okay. How about, is there a celebrity anybody says you look like? Do you have a celebrity look like out there?
Not that I know of. Got the same name.
So that's
Will
true.
Smith.
You guys look a little different.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Okay. How about the craziest baseball experience that you've had?
Craziest bit, probably my last game in college. It was an unfortunate ending, but it was crazy.
Yeah, because what was it? I remember watching the game. You guys had one of the best closers in the country, maybe the best closer in the country on the mound. And was it a freshman who came in and pinch hit? Was it a grand slam?
I think so, yeah.
So that was a tough one. How about your favorite Major League Baseball memory from when you were a kid?
I think my favorite was actually I grew up a Red Sox fan. I had family in the area, even though I'm not from there. But seeing the 04 team win the World Series, I can remember talking to my grandpa in the ALCS when they're down 3-0 against the Yankees, and they came back, and he was like, there's a 0% chance they come back and win. I was like, oh, you'll just wait and see. And I think that really taught me to just keep playing the game every day. It kind of translated to now, where it's just win that day and win that game.
And following up on that, have you had a chance to talk to Dave Roberts about 2004 at all?
No, I haven't had that conversation yet, but talked to him a couple times, and I look forward to that conversation.
All right, Ken, so Smith, some good things to say about the program and also what he learned during 2017. It's what it's all about for these prospects, is year-to-year progressing. He's a prospect in the system. Kebert Ruiz is also one in the system, both of them catchers. Smith seems like he's a guy that's getting closer to knocking on the door for the majors, though, isn't he?
Right, and what you have here is a guy who was a first-round pick. He's very athletic. He can run. He's a lot like Austin Barnes. He can play other positions in the infield. He missed part of the season with a broken hand. So when you look at his stats from the season from Rancho Cucamonga, nothing really exciting. But what might not show up is that to catch up on the time he missed, they sent him to the Arizona Fall League, and he really went off. He hit for power. He hit for average against the highest competition that he's ever faced. So the Dodgers are real excited about what they saw from him in the Arizona Fall League, and I think that's why they sent him to the development camp here, because they really saw some improvement, and they see that he's a lot closer than maybe a lot of people thought. So they're excited about Will Smith. You know, they do have other prospects in the organization, but they didn't spend a first-round pick on him, not expecting him to be arriving quickly. So he'll probably start out at Double-A this year, and it's a pretty quick jump for a lot of players on the fast track from Double-A to the big league. So I wouldn't be surprised if we saw him in September even.
Yeah, oftentimes when you're in Double-A, it's really just an injury away at that point. So we will see on Will Smith. All right, this has been MLB.com Extras, our Dodgers edition. For Ken Gernick, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next time.